Wallowick found a place that had jars filled with some kind of paste. He thought they might have been Molotov cocktails and called Lieutenant Carroll over. Carroll smelled the jars and shrugged it off. "It's some kind of salve," he said. "Maybe it's good for jock itch or something." We were supposed to smile a lot and treat the people with dignity. They were supposed to think we were the good guys. That bothered me a little. I didn't like having to convince anybody that I was a good guy. That was where we were supposed to start from. We, the Americans, were the good guys. Otherwise, it didn't make the kind of sense I wanted it to make. I saw Brunner pocket a small statue from one of the huts. I told him about it, and he gave me the finger. "Maybe you'll be a better dude when you come back in your next life," I said. "Who knows? Cockroaches might be in by then." He took a step toward me, and Johnson, I hadn't seen him nearby, stepped next to me. Brunner looked at Johnson, then turned on his heel and walked away.
"He ain't spit," Johnson said.
Johnson went off and started looking at a pig that was tied in the back of one of the huts. Johnson was different than I thought he was at first. He didn't seem that sharp, but he knew things. He knew when somebody was doing something that he didn't like. He knew when one of the black guys was being messed with. And when he knew something, he put his butt on the line. That was Johnson. Maybe back in Savannah he was different, but the war made him a certain somebody. The same way that it made Monaco a certain somebody. Monaco was the point man. Johnson had the pig, the big 60, the heavy machine. Who the hell was I? I found Pee-wee trying to play a game with some Vietnamese kids.
"These little fuckers trying to cheat me," Pee-wee said.
The kids were laughing, having a good time. I told Pee-wee about the salve that Wallowick had found and he wanted to go get some.
"Why, you got jock itch?" "They got medicine for the stuff they be catching over here," Pee-wee said. "Right?"
"Right."
"And we over here, right?"
"Right."